Thing of Cards. This is Shaw.
Hi, this is Charles Black. I just missed a call from this number.
Okay, Charles.
Back.
Hey, just wanted to give you a call. Looks like you were interested in, let's see here, looks like with working capital.
Yes. And by the way, I noticed you called my work number. You'll never get me there. You always get my desk staff. So my cell number is just the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, okay, sounds good. I did all three, work, the cell phone, and the email, just in case.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I just,
but
okay.
I'll put in the notes to just call you on your cell phone.
Yeah, it'll be easiest that way, because otherwise my front desk staff will just give you my number and ask you to call me. So.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
Sure.
I have your company name as Massage Center LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then is your DBA Massage Center, I'm guessing?
You know, we never filed an official DBA. We just go by the Massage Center. It's so similar to Massage Center LLC that we didn't file anything.
Oh, okay, no problem. So it's just
but when people call in or anything, it always says the Massage Center is what we say.
Okay, perfect. And does that say on your bank statement too, the Massage Center, basically?
Let me take a look at that.
Oh, that's okay. I was just wondering if you know on the top of your head. But yeah, no worries about it right now.
Okay.
Okay, so your LLC. And then I have your billing address here as 850 East 300 S, Suite 6.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Suite 6.
Okay.
That's our actual physical location.
Okay.
Any mail that's sent, I have a different mailing address.
Okay. And what's the mailing address?
It's 318 South, so 318S, mm-hmm. and then 1000 East, as in 1000E, or mm-hmm. East. And that's also in Salt Lake, and it's the same zip. It's 84102.
Okay. All right. Your address has a lot of directions in it, East and South.
Well, Salt Lake, that's just how the addresses go.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then
Could
are you,
remind
you the
me of your name? I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's Ja. It's J-I-A.
J-I-A. Okay, because I got an email last night mm-hmm. saying that my representative would be Dennis. Which I don't care. I'm happy to talk to anyone.
Oh, okay, no problem. Yeah, he's basically my supervisor, and basically he distributes the lead according to who he thinks will communicate with this person best. I guess I've worked with a couple of massage centers and doctors and dentists, so that's probably why.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. And then, are you the 100% owner over there?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. And how long have you been in business for?
A little over 3 years. So let's see, April, May, June. So 3 years and 3 months.
3 years and 3 months. Okay. Perfect. And do you have just one location, or you have multiple?
We have one location.
One location. Okay. And then what's your gross annual sales like last year?
Last year, it was a little over 440,000 and something. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how's this year tracking for you?
We're a little bit higher.
Oh, that's good.
I think I ran some numbers yesterday, and I think we were it's not significantly higher yet because it's still early in the year, and we hit our big growth at the end of the year, but it's just more like 450.
Okay, nice.
So not a lot
yet. Yeah, it's tracking to do better, so that's good. And and you said that December is the busiest month for you, or the winter time?
Well, it picks up. It's starting in August. It picks up through the end of the year.
Okay.
And it really gets busier all the way through Valentine.
Mm.
But we're pretty steady through the summer as well. Mm-hmm. It's just the appointment scheduling is different at all.
I see. Would it be because people are, you know, traveling or that sort of thing, so they're not, you know, doing their usual account or appointment with you?
Summer feels slower, but the what it is the appointment distribution is different. Like during the normal part of the year, our weekends are slammed and our weekdays are a little bit slower, and then during the summer, it just sort of evens out. So it's just a weird time, but our income, you know, my payroll and our income is about the same.
Ah, I see. Okay, it's just the flow of the business is different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you have more, you know, like random drop-ins for people that, you know, don't really, you know, have set schedules with you where they come once a month? It's just more like, oh, you know, I want a massage right now, and then they just come to you?
Well, really, during the summer, we get a lot more people from out of town that are on vacation.
And they find
us through Google or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. So I want the longest term available, and the mailer I got says that's 3 years. I don't care about monthly, weekly, daily payments, whatever works, but I just, I want a longer term because right now I've had a loan for a long time with OnDeck, and they've been absolutely wonderful, love to work with them, but their terms are too short for me. Like, because I'm paying out, I think I'm paying out almost $5,000 a month to them. Which, you know, I've been able to do that, no problem. But it would just benefit me to have at least a 3-year term instead of a 1-year term.
So
I
want right
to
now,
I want to pay them off. I want to replace the loan I have with them and get some extra for expansion because there's a suite next door to me that's up for sale. And the doctor's retiring, and it's an adjacent suite, so it would be totally ideal for us to expand.
Nice. You can maybe knock down the wall or just have a second part where you can just have some extra rooms in there.
Exactly. That would allow us to have a lot more client flow.
Okay. That's good. And it'll just be just in time for, you know, when it starts picking up in August.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the OnDeck loan, you currently have a loan with them.
I do. Okay. But I don't want two loans. I just want to pay it off. So,
yeah. What we can do is we can pay them off, and then we can refi, basically, and then we'll get you extra capital on top of it.
Exactly. That would be perfect.
Okay. And then what's your balance with them?
It is... what up in just 1 second here. So my balance with them, of course I'm logging in and it's taking forever, but is 114,934. So basically 115.
Hey, so listen right now.
115? Uh-huh. Okay. And okay, and then you say you're paying daily with them.
It's an every business day thing, so it's like 5 payments a week.
Okay, and then how much are you paying per day?
It's $241.46 per day.
Okay, sounds good. Perfect. And then when did you take that out initially?
Let's see. I took that out I've had 3 loans with them actually, and this one went out in, it was May 17th of this year.
Oh, okay. Oh, so not too long ago. So this is the newest one you had. Did you basically renew your previous loan, and
exactly.
They got basically more capital. Okay.
Yeah, I had done an extensive remodeling project with our existing suite, and I was just paying off all the remodeling expenses.
Ah, I see. Okay. Perfect. And then how much are you looking for extra to expand to the next suite?
Well, ideally, I would like to do the $250,000 that was on my offer letter, ideally.
Okay. And then
that would pay off everything. That would cover the purchase of the new suite and the remodeling required. Just pay off everything. So that would be
Yeah.
It'd be nice
sure.
to have one payment to focus on and nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't have to, you know, like, oh, I have one coming out at 2:00. I have one coming at, you know, in 3 days, stuff like that.
Exactly.
Okay. So basically, the remodeling itself would cost ballpark maybe $135.
Well, it's the purchase of, I have to purchase the suite and do the remodeling, so that would cover everything.
Okay, so you're purchasing it completely. Okay, so purchasing and remodeling.
Right, the doctor next door wants to just sell it out. He's
I see.
He's about 80 years old. Well, no, he's about 70, 75, and he just wants to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely ideal because it's adjacent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And would you need any equipment?
No.
For the new one? No. Okay. No equipment. And then do you already have, do you already have someone lined up to do the, the construction for you? Or just kind of that's going to be later on?
I have used someone in the past, so I do have people that I can use, but I haven't contracted with anyone because I wanted to get the financing in place first.
Right, exactly. Okay. And do you have, a deadline? Did the doctor set a deadline to, for you to make a decision on if you were going to purchase the suite?
I don't have a hard deadline. He's one of those people that wants things done early. So he's talking about moving out in August.
Okay.
Or September, but he's also approached me about it about 4 times.
Oh, he really wants to retire now.
Yeah, and I've been pestering him for almost 3 years now. If he ever moves, that I want to purchase his suite. So,
the suite that you own, the suite that you're in right now, do you own that too?
I do. I own number 6.
Oh, okay, nice. So would that be number 7 or 5?
5.
5, okay. Okay. And then what do you estimate, what your return on investment would be? Would it, do you think it would, jump it up, 50% since you're opening a new suite, or?
Let me think about that for a second. So we have, I think that would increase our income. Let's see. So we have in suite number 6, we have 5 rooms.
Okay.
And if we add suite number 5, that would give us at least 3 or 4. I haven't done the layout yet. It's a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But then we wouldn't have, we already have a staff room and a laundry room and everything like that, so we wouldn't need to duplicate any of that. So I'm thinking it'll add 3 or 4 treatment rooms.
Okay, so about 75%, increase in sales, hopefully, or around that ballpark.
That I would say 65 to 75%. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
It would be great.
Okay. And then, how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680-ish. Do you think you're above or, a little bit lower than that?
I should be right around there. The only thing I can think of is Costco switched from American Express to Visa, so I applied for a Visa a few days ago with them. Other than that, I haven't taken out any new credit or anything like that.
Okay. And, you know, your bills are paid on time. Have you missed any,
No late.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, I've never had I have no lates on any credit report, business or personal.
Okay, that's good. And then, have you looked anywhere else for financing right now? Have you gone to like your own bank at all or anything like that?
Oh, no. Oh, my bank, are you kidding me? No.
What's up with them?
Oh, they do SBA loans. They take months to get.
They do.
I did an SBA loan a year ago, and yeah, it was, I got through it, but wow, was it a pain in the butt.
How long did it take them to get you an answer?
It took about they gave me an answer pretty quickly, but the whole process took 2 to 3 months.
And they probably required, like, P&Ls and balance sheets and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of line of credit with them or any kind of loans out with them?
With the bank?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a mortgage on suite number 6, but that's all. That's all I have.
Okay.
It's with Celtic Bank.
Bank. Okay, so you only have like the mortgage on the suite.
Right.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I will do is, I got all the information I need from you. What I'll do is I'll send over the application over to you. And then our application's really easy. It's just the one-page application. I just need December to May bank statement. And then when your customers pay you, do they pay with credit card mostly?
December to May bank statement. So we have multiple sources of income.
Okay.
And I'm happy to run a report if you want to see that. That's no problem. But we have, we sell through Living Social, we sell through Groupon, we sell through multiple avenues. We also have cash income, we have credit card income, and I do a lot of sales through a marketing company called Lockbox. I have probably 7 or 8 sources of income.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you say what percent is your credit cards? Would it be more than 20%?
I don't know. I'd have to look at that.
Okay. If it's a good chunk of it, of your, you know,
it
monthly sales. Okay. So then I would just need the merchant statement from that just for 4 months. So that would be January to May.
January to May merchant statement. That's no problem. I have all that on my computer.
Perfect. And then also, did you do 2015 tax return, or do you only have 2014s right now?
15. No, I have my tax return. You want to see my tax return? Okay.
Perfect. So I would just need the tax return, and I only really just need the page that shows your gross sales. If you want to not include the other pages, that's fine. I only need the gross sales page, basically.
Oh, just my Schedule C?
Yeah, just the Schedule C, basically. Just shows your gross sales, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
All right. It's just what I told you. It's the 440, whatever it is. But, yeah, I can send that over.
Okay, perfect. So those are the only thing I would need, and I can send it in the email, so that way, just in case, you forgot something, that way you have it on your on your email. And then we do have terms that goes up to 3 years, and then what I'll do is I'll qualify you for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then we can work backwards to see, you know, what's the best term for you, what's the, you know, best length, interest, amount, things like that, and then you can choose from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And then do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send this over to you in the next few minutes, and then do you know when you might be able to get everything into me?
I can work on it this morning. It shouldn't take too long. I've got some time.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll look out for it, and then I'll just give you a call and let you know I've got everything once I get it.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Thanks, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
Bye.